Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, January 6th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, as the Consumer Electronics Show continues this week, Google has announced a handful of ways it plans to increase its focus on rivaling Apple's ecosystem integration. Google has announced new features to rival spatial audio, AirDrop, AirPods-style fast pairing, and much more. For instance, the company says that it will expand its AirDrop-like nearby share feature to Windows PCs, allowing Android users to easily and wirelessly share photos, videos, and files from an Android phone to a PC. This, of course, is very similar to using AirDrop between an iPhone and a Mac. Similar to the Apple Watch Unlock feature for the Mac and the iPhone, Google says that users will soon be able to unlock their Chromebook or their Android device using their Wear OS smartwatch. It's also working on a feature similar to Apple's Spatial Audio and support for expanding FastPair to Google TV, Android TV, and other smart home products, and a feature similar to AirPods automatic device switching. So with these announcements, Google is making it clear that its goal for 2022 is to match Apple by deepening the integration between different parts of its ecosystem. But whether or not the company is able to succeed at this remains to be seen, especially with its aggressive timeline of launching all of these features sometime this year. And as Apple itself admits, its biggest advantage is that it controls the hardware and the software components of all of its products. This isn't the case for Google, which controls Android and some hardware, but the vast majority of Android smartphones, smartwatches, and Chromebooks are made by other companies, which complicates the ability for all of those products to interoperate. In other news today, rumors about what to expect from the iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Pro are starting to gain traction, building on reports from sources such as Ming-Chi Kuo and Bloomberg. The reliable leaker Dylan DKT now says that he can also corroborate that the iPhone 14 Pro devices will feature a new hole punch design, but that the functionality of the Face ID technology and other sensors is not changing. In a post on Twitter, the source wrote that the Face ID hardware will be placed under the display of the iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max. The tweet added, however, that the functionality of these sensors has not been negatively affected by this change. In a follow-up tweet, Dylan added that he is hearing from his sources that the hole punch on the iPhone 14 Pro will be more of a pill shape, seemingly implying that the cutout for the front-facing camera will be more of an oval than a circle. This source has proven to be a reliable source for Apple leaks over the past year, accurately reporting details on the new MacBook Pros, the 24-inch iMac, and other devices ahead of their launch. The iPhone 14 lineup is expected to be announced in September in two different screen sizes. The current rumor for marketing names is the iPhone 14, the iPhone 14 Max, the iPhone 14 Pro, and the iPhone 14 Pro Max. Rounding out today, Intel this week announced its latest generation Core i9 processors, and as Apple continues its transition to Apple Silicon, Intel is doubling down on its belief that it's actually about to leapfrog Apple in terms of performance. During the announcement of the new Core i9 processor, Intel said that it actually outperforms the new M1 Max used in the high-end MacBook Pros. With frequencies of up to 5 GHz and 14 cores, with 6 high-performance cores and 8 energy-efficient cores, Intel says that the 12th generation Core i9 processor is the fastest mobile processor on the market. The company explicitly compared the new Core i9 chip with the M1 Max, reaffirming that its own processor has superior performance based on its benchmark results. For comparison, Apple's M1 Max chip reaches up to 3.2 GHz with its 10-core configuration, So the 12th generation Intel Core i9 processor can technically achieve higher benchmark numbers in some configurations, but that's only one side of the story. Where Apple comes out ahead is with its ARM-based Apple Silicon chip efficiency. The Intel Core i9 consumes 115 watts of power, and the M1 Max chip stays around 60 watts of power most of the time, and it peaks at 90 watts when running at full performance. The lower power consumption allows the construction of the MacBook Pro with the M1 Max to avoid thermal throttling and reduced performance. So while the Intel Core i9 might be able to perform best for very short amounts of time at the top, you'll actually get higher peak performance with the M1 Max. And of course, keep in mind that the M1 chip is Apple's first Apple Silicon processor for the Mac, and it has new chips with even better performance coming this year. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.